fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We're old school. Brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients at Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock. 30th and Yankee Hill. 84th and Old Cheney. The new location in LNK. And if you're in the O, Omaha, the Metro, 168th and Maple. We want to thank Marissa, I think, from Upside Bar Lounge. Got the UFC fight, UFC 305, excuse me. Probably get there early because it's in Australia.
Having 305 outside of Miami doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
They can't area code all of them.
But 305 is a big one.
They've all been big. 300, there's a lot of...
But the one dude ain't playing. They're fighting the tough guy. What's his name? That came up under Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
Masvidal or whatever.
Right. Masvidal in Miami. Miami... You utilize them, and they tend to like being in Vegas. That group likes being in Vegas. They like going. They'll be in Orlando in October. So they'll be that. They just announced they're going to be in 307 is in Salt Lake City. That's Rutgers weekend here. So I will be in Salt Lake City for that one. Vegas, they're going to be at the Sphere in September, and that's another one, Northern Iowa. I will not be here. They're actually holding the card in the Sphere, and just for entertainment's sake, you kind of have to be there for that. So, but this is a big one. Adesanya Duplessis, two countrymen who really don't like each other.
So they're both from Australia?
Yeah, Duplessis, South Africa, and a lot of the conversation has been who has... right. It's that weird conversation of South Africa is not the same as the rest of Africa, claiming one as the same for all. They really don't like each other.
Yeah.
They really and truly don't like each other. And
have they fought before?
No. And this is one that they overpassed some other big fights to get to this one. And Duplessis and Adesanya with Pereira making his work. There's a lot of conversation about what you were going to do with it, because they were kind of building to Adesanya Jones before some of the other stuff happened, and that didn't work either now. So, but they did not expect Duplessis to win the title, and then when he did, this was a perfect setup. I'm surprised that this wasn't in Africa somewhere. But Australia was just as much. They owed Perth a numbered event, so this is what they got. The politics behind it always shows up eventually.
Yeah, and you always can follow the money. There's big money in those. But
it's a good card, though.
Yeah, UFC. It's a very UFC good fans card. Get out there to Upside and enjoy it. Got good food, good drinks. Obviously, we were able to have just two of them, so we appreciate them always coming in and bringing the goodies, because the afternoon shows don't get much, but. We do. We are very appreciative. But on to the NFL. As I continue, obviously, the NFL preseason week number two got kicked off last night, Philly against New England. And then now you got games more on Saturday, and there's only really two preseason games. You're going to see more starters play, especially quarterbacks are going to play, because they got to get the timing down, because I think teams are realizing if you in a 17 game season, if you can get off to a really good start, you can really, set yourself up for a good finish, and obviously getting that first round bye potentially as well. I've asked you to DP in Austin. I'm gonna tell you mine. There's always a surprise team that nobody talks about in the off season that either has a coaching change, philosophy change, or is just waiting in the weeds, and they showed some promise last year. My team is Seattle. I'm telling you, McDonald as a head coach, I knew he was really good in Baltimore. And I think he took them. Wink Martindale was in Baltimore with that defense. They were good. I think he took them to a whole nother level. I think he's I've been listening to a lot of the players. Mike Robinson, who played up there. I listen to what he says because he has a good pulse on Seattle. I like what they're doing. I like their draft. I like their youth. I like their physicality. I like Geno Smith. I think he fits Seattle. And the reason why I think they're going to be a surprise team, number one, when these teams come to play up there, I don't even care if you're on the West Coast, it's a home field advantage along with the 12s, right? But also, I think them being off the beaten path, nobody really is even talking about them. Because when you think in their division, who's everybody talk about? 49ers, Rams. Seattle was close last year. Geno Smith was hurt. I think they have an emphasis on the run game. They got three really good receivers, two dogs, really, both 1A and 1B. The defense is useful. I think my man Murphy that they got from Texas is going to be a problem. I mean, flat out is just a bulldog in the middle, and that's where all good defenses start. It starts and stops, and so I think they are going to be a surprise for a lot of teams. And also, I think, as I look at it, their schedule favors them more than people probably projected.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle is never out of it.
they seem to always be around.
Yeah,
right?
They're never too far off the beaten path. And if you ask me to pick another team that fits that, they literally fit that description because they're not too far off. And right. I thought, because they have a quarterback competition, it will make the rest of the team better. One of the premier coaches in the NFL, and they're in a winnable division. The Steelers can be that team because you're going to have two quarterbacks of some talent who are competing in full for the job. And it'll make everybody else better. Having young gun, veteran gun, gets you through different situations. Tomlin's still going to move them the rest of the pile. Defensively, they're going to be legit. And you have one of the five best defensive players in the league on your roster. So if you ask me somebody that we don't talk about enough this year, for me, it's the Steelers.
Yeah, I think with the Steelers, I think with the two legit quarterbacks this year versus last year, mm-hmm. I think they were hopeful with Pritchard or Kenny Pickett. And I think he deserved another chance. But I think the chance to get a Hall of Famer in Russell Wilson that I wouldn't say is in his prime, but he's still a viable playoff winning quarterback. And then you got a luxury with Justin Fields, whether you combine them, how they play in a game or eventually, just the way the NFL goes, that Justin Fields would play or Russell Wilson would have to replace him. I think they feel like they're in a better situation. I think they've gotten their offense under control identity-wise. I like that, more of getting back to old school Pittsburgh physicality, running the ball, kind of a two-headed monster there with their running backs. I think Pickens somehow, I don't know, I've never seen it before. They seem like to mature during the season because he just went from a knucklehead to somewhat of mature. Now, let's see what he does this year again. Hopefully he does, because then he could set himself up for a contract. I think they drafted well over the last few years. They drafted well this year. And also, I think with Cleveland has an excellent defense. Offense with Deshaun Watson has not been what they've paid for. Now, they have weapons, right? You got Nick Chubb coming back from a gruesome knee injury. So you assume that they just saw a video where he's squatting 600 pounds. So, he's going to come back, and let's see how healthy he can be. You got Cooper that's a little bit banged up. You got Njoku as the tight end. You have a really good play caller, Kevin Stefanski. But the problem is the quarterback position. Oddly enough, my man, Mr. Crableg himself, I think might be their best option. And this will be the first time he actually gets to start. If Deshaun Watson, I don't know what's wrong with his shoulder. Reminds me of Markelle Fultz. And he's like, his shoulder is really bad. If Jameis has to step in, I think they get a better version of Jameis that they even better than got Tampa. He has LASIK. Training under Sean Payton, those guys, I think, has really helped them. Then you got Baltimore. Derrick Henry is going to be a problem. Mark Andrews got in a car accident, but I think he's going to be all right. I think that the Ravens are the Ravens.
They're my pick in the AFC.
But I still think if there's a team that can beat them, it's Pittsburgh.
The Ravens defensively do enough things, and they got better.
Yes, they did.
And then you took some of the defensive burden off by having a road grader.
Yeah. Supreme, then now you're going to be fresher.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get off the field and you'll be able to stay off the field. If you're able to get off the field, you can stay off the field. And that you're going to, you're 2 plays from being in scoring position in that group. So I like, I mean, you have the best kicker in the game.
Yeah.
Great
special teams.
MVP, great special teams player. And now you've got a road grader extraordinaire. The Ravens, I mean, I still think it's Ravens Chiefs, but I lean more towards it being a Ravens kind of year in that sort of dogfight in the AFC.
I got 2 from the NFC. One, I don't think we're talking a lot about the Lions. I think they're pretty sustainable. I'm buying what they did last year, a year of improvement. I think they'll be good. A team that didn't win a division, though, Atlanta. I think getting Judon is pretty big for them. They've been looking for pass rush for a while now. Signing Simmons for a year and $8 million. That's a pretty good deal for them.
You got
them.
An all pro for like next to nothing.
For pennies on the dollar. Yeah. So I don't think Atlanta is a serious NFC contender, but the NFC South turns over. That's not a great division. I'm not surprised if I see Atlanta pop up and win it. And I also can't, as much as I hate to say it, I can't quit Jacksonville. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is, you know, as bad as the numbers bear out. I think his receivers have let him down. Kind of buying Brian Thomas Jr. there a little bit. I like ETN. I think they got enough pieces on defense, especially, you know, the other Josh Allen.
They got Walker that came on. Walker. Yeah, they got some defense.
Jacksonville has some pieces. Now, can they overcome being Jacksonville? You know, that's been their curse, is that they are Jacksonville. They always find a way to Jaguars it up, but they should be a serious AFC South contender.
Yeah, I like those picks, man. I like both of your guys' picks. I think Jacksonville, I think how fast they've gotten over the hangover from last year. I mean, they had high expectations last year and really dookie down their leg to the point of a makeshift Houston Texans roster, walked a dog on them, not once, but twice. So if, you know, Doug Peterson, the head coach, more than physical or schematic, he has to rehab and repair them mentally and spiritually because of the letdown. And it starts with his quarterback, right? So I like all of our picks. I want to look at this Seattle schedule. Just listen to the schedule, how it sets up for a team like the Seattle to kind of jump right in the mix if they, you know, hold serve. They start off with Denver, right? That's a favorable game. Then they go to New England. They like that matchup. Now that here's where I talk about the travel. Okay. You go to New England, then you come home, and then you play Miami. Miami comes to you. Right? You got to think, okay, we like that, right? You like that. Now here's where the game that you're talking about. Then if they could be 3-0, you go to Monday Night Football at Detroit. That's you're probably not going to be favored. But you turn around and then you play the hapless Giants at home, right? Favorable situation. Okay. Wouldn't say it's a week off, but then you turn around real quick and you play San Francisco, somebody that you match up extremely well against, especially if Ayuk is gone. Mm-hmm. You like your defense at home on a short week against the team that you know. Right? If you want to play San Francisco, that sets up for you. They're coming off a short week. You're coming off a short week. I've been on that plane from San Francisco, right, to Seattle. I don't care if it's Northern California to Seattle. It's a long flight, right? Then you go down to your team, Austin, Atlanta, but you get a little bit of a mini bye week because you got that Thursday. So you like that maybe. Now we know now guess what? I've been on this flight too. They get Buffalo at home. When I tell you that's the longest flight I think I ever taken in the NFL, it's long.
Were you there or back?
Well, back was bad because we got destroyed. That was bad because, well, and then first of all, with that flight from Seattle to Buffalo, that was the first time I saw a fight at halftime, and like a full-fledged fight at halftime, and we got destroyed. Okay. Sam Adams and Cortez Kennedy literally had a sack party and were destroying our offensive line. But they got to be favorable against Buffalo without any weapons, right? At home. Then you get to play at home again. You play the Rams. Then you get a bye week to pump the brakes, recover, come out of the gates, play San Fran. Again, a team that you know, right? Team that out get to prepare. And then guess who you get to play after that, DP?
Who that is?
Pocket Hercules and his buddies. Right? You know, all you gotta do is have a soft launch for a PlayStation game. You know you got him, especially at home. Then you go all the way out to New York. This is a game that probably you'd like to play, but I think it doesn't bode well for you. Go out to New York and you play this. Look at this. You play at noon.
Yeah.
That's like 7 a.m. Yeah, you know, that's
9 o'clock local time kickoff.
That's probably an L, right? But schedule then guess what? Schedule said, you know what? You just took the L to go out there, let AA Ron get a free win, get to the playoffs. If he's playing. But guess what they said? You know what? For you guys taking it on the chin, guess who you get to play next? You get to go down to Arizona. It's nice weather. And you got Paca Hercules and them. And you know it's going to be an L because their coach will probably be fired by then. Your buddy, right?
Right.
Gannon. Then now this is where it gets a little shaky here. Okay. You play Green Bay again at home. Okay. Let's just say toss-up game. You play Minnesota. Okay. Quarterback is gone. J.J. McCarthy's gone. Are you really worried about Sam Darnold? Not so much. Okay. They're probably going to win that one. Then you go to Chicago Bears on a short week. That's a must-win for Seattle. That's
day
a must-win.
After Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas. Short week. But you got to go to the Rams after that. The Rams are going to be desperate then. If you can handle your business in 16 weeks, the 17 weeks is a game that where your backups and practice squad guys get to play.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next thing you know, based on this schedule, Seattle could be in contention for winning their division. That's why I think they'll be the surprise team.
Yeah.
If everybody stays healthy and things go the...
Yeah, I mean, and I think so much of the season, when you start forecasting, is injury-based. And then roster moves.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the 49ers Ayuk situation is going to be, but I still say... Even without Ayuk, one, you're not going to give him away. You're going to get something for it.
Sure.
But your weapons at those positions, your quarterback, tight end, running back, wide receiver positions, edge setters, safeties down the middle linebacker, offensive line down the middle, you're still better than everybody else in the division as you currently stand.
And experience.
Right. So
and a championship somewhat pedigree.
Yeah.
And a pretty dang good coach. Sure, but
– yeah.
Without Brandon Ayuk, and you got to think Deebo Samuel has been often injured, you like your chances. Now, granted, if Ayuk comes back, then it just, you know what, then it is, hey, then you, it's on. But I'm going to tell you this, though, sneaky, though. As talented as that defense is, you probably got one of the three or four top premier pass rushers in Bosa on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And a plethora of other guys, right? And then you got, frankly, probably the best middle guy, linebacker in the league, and Fred Warner. At least he's top three for sure.
Yep.
Got good corner for your system. Got good safety play for your system. Good young linebackers for your system. They did not play good defense last year. And I find it hard to blame Steve Wilks because I've seen Steve Wilks when he was in Carolina. Called defense. I've seen him when he was in Arizona with less talent do well. I wonder if the superstars in particular, the defensive line had the reality check of that Super Bowl and said, you know what, we need to do better. Because now there's no excuses. You got a new coordinator. You got Wilkes out of there. Now you essentially blame the season on him, right? Even though...
suspect.
I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, now it's a prove year. You're up against the wall of salary cap as well. Because you got to think. You got a Hall of Fame left tackle, dude that's still playing at a high level, not in camp. Now, granted, he could just have no camp and still be the best. But you're going to have to pay him some. You're going to have to eventually pay Brock Purdy or somebody. You're going to have to try to find and see what you're going to do with Deebo Samuel. And you got other guys that'll be up, right, that'll just need extensions and stuff. So this is kind of like the year for San Francisco, this year and next year, to really, really make that push and see if you learn from some of the mistakes and upset, or not upset, but dethrone the Chiefs, but let alone get back there again.
When you guys look at San Francisco's offseason, is it overly dramatic, or is it NFL levels of drama at a normal sort of degree?
Well, for real contenders, authentic contenders, it's the norm. I mean, Buffalo, you're losing one of the premier receivers, and we're supposed to act like it's not a big deal.
Oh, it's a big deal, trust me.
Right, like it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
The Cowboys, again, what?
That's drama. Right? Cowboys is just drama.
Eagles, you lose your leader, and then you have to coordinate a leader that, for some reason, the city hasn't fallen in love with.
Or the head coach.
Right, it's just weird. So it exists. I mean, the Steelers don't know who their quarterback's going to be. The Ravens went out. It's so much turmoil that they had to go out and get the best running back over the last 10 years. That's what happens at the top of this thing.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works.
I mean, the better your team is, you obviously have good players or great players. They're going to be up for contracts. So then it comes down to, business. It's not like, the Yankees, they can go over to that luxury tax in basketball and obviously have a luxury tax or whatever you call it in MLB. But that's the price of fame sometimes, or price of success is, guys start to, be able to come back to the negotiating table and have it. Now, let's take a quick look at San Francisco's schedule, okay? Based on, and DP's right, this is normal business for a team like San Francisco. I would view Dallas as completely drama, right? San Francisco, this is what they signed up for. Right. When you make Super Bowls and when you start to progress, guys are going to want to get paid. And then also for San Francisco, give them credit. They drafted Brandon Ayuk in the first round and they developed him, and he's a legit potentially 1A receiver. San Francisco starts out at home against Aaron and the Jets. Okay. You probably give them a little bit of the advantage. Then they go to Minnesota. That could be a tricky game. Based on flying to Minnesota and how well Darnold's playing. But if they struggle against Minnesota, win or lose, the very next week they play a team that's had over the last 2 or 3 years a lot of success against them, the Rams. Now, granted, they don't have Aaron Donald, but the Rams have been able to move the ball, wouldn't say easily, but pretty steady against their defense. They get New England at home. Then they get Arizona at home, so two wins. Then they go on the road to Seattle, and then here they go Sunday.
It's that short week game.
Yeah, short week. And then they get 10 days in between games, and then they play Super Bowl rematch at home against Kansas City primetime.
They're going to be favored in all but three games. As it currently stands, they'll be favored. In
the only team that I don't think they would be favored is Kansas City.
Right. Like,
and that might be tough to not favor. Depends on how they're playing.
At the right. Packers?
Well, again, it'll be a toss.
It'll be close.
Like, it's a reach. So, of all the teams we're talking about, not named the Kansas City Chiefs, I would want to be I'll take the 49er problems and drama over everything else.
Yeah. And they just have business drama or just potential. I don't think they have true drama. But this is their year.
Yeah.
This schedule sets up well for them. You got to think they got Chicago on their schedule. Now they do go down to Miami, but they handled Miami pretty good. And I don't think Miami's defense is going to be as good. You could let Christian Wilkins go. I think it's going to be, they've invested. They're essentially saying Tua or bust. which I don't think is the best thing to do. I think they lose at lose against Detroit in that rematch. Detroit, like you said, Austin, is going to be tough. I'm telling you, they're going to be tough.
Had them on the ropes.
But then they get the New Year present. Finish your season on the road at Arizona. They'll have a new coach and a new starting quarterback or a draft pick.
If that game has a different vibe to it, things have gone remarkably interesting for the NFL. Because
yeah,
this is what we're doing. Yeah, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, if you're watching the Arizona, if you're watching the scoreboard throughout the league,
yeah.
San Fran at Arizona,
yeah.
that means San Fran is dookie down their leg.
You had a year.
Or Seattle has really stepped up.
Well, somebody came up. I mean, Dallas figured it out. I mean, Jalen Hurts is playing like he was 2 years ago. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that has to be in play. And you circle all the boxes. Maybe the Lions came up. I'm not sure that, I mean, you could be having the rookie of the year story in Chicago. There's a bunch of stuff like
that could happen.
Or guess what? The Rams just get good.
Rams were hot like right. The last 8 weeks
they
to last
just
year.
They just go from wow to no, they're just good.
They're good.
They're just good. And I wouldn't be surprised by any of that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a big loss for the Rams losing Donald, but teams have had to game plan specifically for Aaron Donald for most of the last decade. Does that help the Rams? Obviously, you'd rather have Aaron Donald than not have him, but will teams know what the Rams want to do without Aaron Donald? When do they figure that out?
I'm not convinced that he doesn't come back.
Yeah, and he's an unschemable anyway.
I'm not convinced that he doesn't come back. About week six or something.
I'll ask you why. Because for a particular reason, why do you think he comes back?
Well, I heard him talk about it, and he's very content. And he said, here's the thing why I think he might come back. You know, they've always consistently been in the playoffs. And as he got older, and he puts a lot of, I mean, he's physically gifted, but then he trains extremely hard. And I think that loss at Detroit took a lot out of him. Because I think they felt they gave that game away.
1 point loss.
And I think defensively he felt he didn't do enough. So all these emotions.
Or that he wasn't allowed to do enough.
Yeah, or whatever it was. I mean, because I don't think they really schemed him up as well as I would like to have seen last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, sometimes you can get like clouded memories as maybe I've lost it. That he's still a dominant force, right? But then that offseason, you know, started too quick for him. So then he's like, you got other interests and stuff like that.
Well, there's tread in the tire.
Sure. But I think now with ample amount of rest, I'm telling you, I guarantee he's in football mode. He's still training every single day.
Have you talked to Francis?
So he's there. And I think
she's not working for him like he's a fully retired man. Just gonna say.
I think by week six, you don't got to go to training camp. You get to sleep at home. The juices are still there, and I know he's watching. Says, if all I have to do is play 30 plays versus 70,
or eight games instead of 18,
right? Or 10 games versus 18, but as long as I can do what I do best. And then, you know, kind of like, why not? And McVay wants him back.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
the team wants him back.
Everybody wants him
back. And he still is the leader in that locker room. I find it hard to believe a guy that good, that gifted, Hall of Famer, most likely first ballot, is just done in 8 years. There's nothing for him to fulfill. I think he has enough in the tank. And I know he has a standard of playing that is probably hard for anybody to see. He's still playing at a high enough level. I think the juices are still there. The first thing, if a guy stops working out all the time, and the fact that he's working out twice a day, you don't do that if you want to spend more time at home.
Right.
Because you're not just going for an executive workout, yep. The steam and sauna.
Yep.
You really doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe he's not working out with the machetes yet, but he's doing some football drills. I think he's going to be back.
You both said something to the effect of the Rams might not have fully unleashed Aaron Donald, right? Jay said they, you know, might not have schemed for him. DP said he might not have been allowed to play the way he wanted to. Why? Is that coordinators getting lazy and saying, Aaron's going to do Aaron things? You know, Tyreek's going to do Tyreek things. Randy Moss is going to do Randy Moss things. We'll let him make the plays. And you forget that, hey, you still have to put even your best players in position to succeed. Like, how do you not scheme for Aaron Donald to be successful?
Well, what happened was they got rid of Floyd. Remember, he went to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know, he needed an outside rusher to free him up. What they did was they drafted well, developed during the year. And then as the season went on, obviously, you started to have more defensive-wise success. Well, early in the season, that's tough sledding. So if you got a couple, you know, first, second year guys, you know, heck, O'Shawn Mathis is out there, that they're kind of rotating guys. That means your whole offensive line focus can go on Aaron Donald. So you got to think when they won the Super Bowl, I think Von Miller was out there, right? And mm-hmm. then they had Floyd. They had multiple guys.
It's more personnel.
More
than scheme,
personnel, but I don't think they schemed him enough to put him even at outside defensive end. So he could get a guaranteed one-on-one based on trying to teach the young guys how to walk and chew gum. So it was mm-hmm. so I think that wore him out too. Not wore him out, but kind of, you know, put a sour taste in him. I can't speak for him. All I know is when that man did an interview, he just had that look of a guy that I know I can come back in the middle of the season and dominate. And once he gets bored and he decides, hey, I'm going to go, I just think that most guys don't have that option. And you have a guy and a head coach and a GM that will make room for you. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it can be that you really don't have the talent around him.
But they do, though.
Well, but to use them and get them to play at the level, because what happens often with LeBron is that people start to watch.
Yeah,
him play rather than play in the way with that him. They can play. It happens in the NBA. It happens in baseball where a stud pitcher just you kind of go, wow, I'm really going to watch this thing. If you're the Yankees and you get runners on base, you tend not to play baseball. You're going to sit back and watch Juan Soto and Aaron Judge do what they do and that's fine because you still get production at a high level. But it doesn't mean that you're putting...
But sometimes you have to go first to third on a single. They don't hit a home run.
Right. Let's not lose an out because that fly ball that Soto hit isn't a sack fly instead of just a fly ball. So all of those things, coaches get in their own way sometimes. Players get in their way sometimes. I think this is one that Jay's right. I think there's still tread on the tire. There's still juice in the tank. I just think that the way he's working out now is I can get four more seasons in this way or one more in full. You take the four seasons. I mean, look, load management is the thing everywhere else.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL.
And he's played a lot of, I mean, you think about, okay, they drafted Jared Verse in the first round. Then you got Braden Fisk who, when you listen to the reports, those dudes play like they're veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So
they practice like
they practice and they're good. They're great players, right? Are going to be, you know, good to great players. And they were really good draft picks in the first and second round. So if anything could be appealing to get Aaron Donald off the couch and back into the meeting room is knowing that you got a stud other defensive tackle that you can line up and run games with and that. Then you got a young dude on the outside that can really rush the passer, along with some of the guys that you already know, like the Byron Youngs and all that stuff and Kobe Turners that you kind of mentored and stuff. I kind of like it.
Is there an aspect for the Rams potentially of looking at the Chiefs as a model after Chris Jones's holdout? You know, how to reacclimate a guy?
Well, but it's also the real problem with the Rams is that you looking over your lawns, your neighbor's fence is how you lost your status in the first place.
Exactly.
Stop doing it. Handle your business.
Yeah, and stop trying to make Matthew Stafford into Patrick Mahomes. So
yeah, that part.
I mean, but I think he'll be back. Hopefully he'll be back. I love watching him. Anyways, we want to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this week and this Friday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.